When you find out your mom has Alzheimer's, there's basically two choices. You can take care of her yourself, or you can put her in a nursing home.
Nursing homes are terrible.
Arthur decided to take care of her himself. And that started this incredible process where, as his mom got worse and worse, he began to love her more and more, and letting her go became harder and harder. There are those Alzheimer's symptoms that you always hear about. Arthur's mom would forget small things, like how to write a check. But she'd also do things Arthur had never expected. Like, she would crawl around at night naked and dig into the carpet with her hands. And she complained that hundreds of little bugs were flying into her mouth.
She was really goofy, and she was telling the neurologist. He says, "Well, how do you feel, Mary? I mean, how do you? Well," she says, "lately I haven't been feeling good because all the bugs have been jumping in my mouth and down my throat, and they're all in my stomach now. All those bugs are in my stomach." And he goes, "Bugs?" And he looks at us like, "Ooh, boy." You know, he looked like, he says, "You guys are taking care of her." I said, "Yeah." I said, "It's pretty hard." He started laughing. She would have like a nurse come over, and social workers would come over, and they would check on us, and they would always tell us how fortunate she was that we loved her so much.
Arthur did love her. In a way, every mother wants to be loved. But was she fortunate to still be alive? I mean, as she got worse, it was harder and harder to think that she was, especially when she stopped recognizing people. At one point, one of her sons died, and Arthur brought her along to the funeral.
We took, and there she is at the funeral home, and she's sitting there, and people are coming up to her, and she's saying, "That's not my son. What's wrong with these people? They're crazy. They're crazy. They keep telling me that that person over there, that dead person, is my son. That's not Mickey. That's not my son. Get me out of here." You know? And people are looking at her, you know? So we had to move her to the back and keep the people away from her because she was starting to panic. She said, "What's going on? What's going on?" You know? The same thing happened when my other brother died. And her sister, that she loved very much, they were like this. She couldn't stand her anymore.
The symptoms worsened. She cried out for her mother who had been dead for 30 years. She called Arthur her boyfriend, and she wouldn't let any women, even her own daughters, near him. She forgot how to talk. She forgot how to swallow. And when she got pneumonia, Arthur took her to the hospital, and the doctor suggested maybe he should just let her go.
He says, "Does she really have any quality of life left?" He says, "I mean, do you still enjoy her? Does she still enjoy you? I mean, really?" He goes, you know, like, "Why are you doing this?" And I said, "She does." I said, "She still knows that we're her sons. She's comfortable with us. She still knows that she's in her home when she's sitting there. She's relaxed. We still feel her love. She, once in a while, she'll still say things to us that are just wonderful, you know. She'll get these moments where she just gets a spark."
This is where Arthur disagreed with the rest of his family. They all thought their mom was gone. They had let her go. But he couldn't. To him, she was still there, the same mom who knew him and loved him.
Oh, in the 6 months before she died, she said some things that just I thought were amazing, and I just started crying, you know. She was sitting on the couch, and she was all of it, okay? And I'm holding her, and I'm just talking to her and telling her, "Oh, Mom, I love you so much," you know. And all of a sudden, she opened her eyes, and she turned her head, and she looked at me, and she goes, "I thank God for giving you to me." And she closed her eyes again and didn't open them again for hours. I started to cry, you know, because I said, she heard me tell her that. And she understood, you know. But, and then one other time, it was about the same time period when she shocked me. I was telling her how much I loved her, you know, and I was holding her, sitting on the couch.
And she turned to me and she said, "You're my heart." That's all she said. So every day I would tell her that, you know, for the last few months she lived, I would tell her, "You're my heart, Mamba, you're my heart." You know, she never said anything like that again.
It was just going to get worse. Her skin stopped healing itself. She stopped liking ice cream. The nurses and social workers who came over told Arthur they didn't think she had more than a few weeks left. So he worked up the strength to tell her himself that if she wanted to go, she could go.
So I had to tell her to. And my mom, we had laid her down. This was after they told us she only had several hours left to live. We laid her down to make her comfortable on the couch where she liked to lie. You know, she would sit all the time. And we laid her down, and I looked at her, and her eyes are half open. And I don't know, I saw something. And I said, "Mama, you want to kiss me, don't you? Huh? You want me to kiss you, huh?" She took a big breath right into my face. I was that close to her, getting ready to kiss her. She goes, breath right into my face. It was like, I don't know, it was like a fresh air. Just fresh air. It didn't even smell like breath. I was just looking shocked. And I said, "Guys, I think Mama's going," you know? And they all rushed over to the sofa and she took one more little tiny breath. And that was it. The nurse came over and pronounced her. And they took her away.
Was she the same person by the end? He says yes. And he says the sicker she got, the more he knew who she really was deep inside.
I started to realize for the first time in my life who she really was and what a wonderful person she was, you know, because as she went through Alzheimer's, she really struggled to be good, to be nice. It was very hard for her. Very hard for her, but she would apologize and do things that a lot of Alzheimer's people don't do. They just get mean and ornery. And my mom was still saying nice things until the last 6 months.
You have to wonder if Arthur's love was the cause of his mother staying alive, or if it was the effect. Like, which came first, her doggedness or his attachment? Either way, that's what makes Alzheimer's so hard. It challenges you to love a person more than you can bear, only to have to let them go. I don't think most people are up to the challenge of showing that kind of love. But Arthur was, and that gives me hope.